Good morning, everybody. This morning, I will be your worship leader. My name is Serenity Colomb, and I would like to invite anyone up to do announcements if you have any announcements to make. And greet each other while we're doing that for a minute, okay?
Are those of you at home greeting each other? You should do that while we greet each other here. Another minute or so. Okay, we'll move into announcements as you find your seats. Well, the MCC sale is officially over, and some of you participated in the online auction, which was a lot of fun. And a few weeks ago, the board was deciding what our goal was going to be, and we thought that really, realistically, maybe $70,000 would be a realistic goal, but we said, let's leave it at $100,000. Who knows? As of right now, we're at $103,000. We had a couple of very generous donations, and the bidding did really well. I mean, our coins count hasn't been counted yet for our church and some others, and some of the money that came in from the food pickup yesterday hasn't been counted. So it's going to grow, but we are just thrilled that we're over 100,000. It's kind of amazing. We can't believe it. When we had a food distribution yesterday, that we do have some extra food. There's some apple cider in either 1 gallon containers for $7 or 1 pint for $2. And there's some different baby Swiss cheese options. A full big wheel for $32, or a quarter wheel for $10, or there's a small wheel for $12. So if you're interested in any of those things right after the service, Bonnie will be in the kitchen area. And if you want to get some of that, we have a little bit left over that we'd like to have people take with them. So thank you very much for your support for the sale things.
I almost lost my call to worship, but it was up here already, so yay. Yeah. Good morning again. In the light of the scripture we'll be reading in Colossians, and we're focusing on today on how we relate and care for one another in our congregation. But I'd like to share briefly about the Indigenous Peoples Day tomorrow that we will celebrate, actually, as a state for the first time officially. But also, many others celebrate it instead of Columbus Day now. This day is now observed to protest the historical conquest of North America by Columbus and many other Europeans, and to call attention to the losses suffered by so many of the Native American peoples and their cultures through disease, warfare, massacres, and forced assimilation. As Mennonites and people who love and follow Jesus and his teachings, I want to encourage all of us to continue in this effort of recognition, reconciliation, restitution, and to our Indigenous brothers and sisters. This is not only a day to celebrate for tomorrow, but also to move forward in love and kindness and thoughtfulness as for the people around us and the people who have lost so many. And I think, what's next? Oh, song. It's a song.
Let's stand together. You can turn to number one in the purple hymnal. You start to the middle and turn to the left, you'll eventually get there. Summoned by the God who made us rich in our diversity, gathered in the name of Jesus, richer still in unity. Let us bring the gifts that differ and in splendid varied ways sing a new church into being, one in faith and love and praise. Radiant, risen from the water, robed in holiness and light. Every person in God's image, every person God's delight. So let us bring the gifts that differ and in splendid varied ways sing a new church into being, one in faith and love and praise. Trust the goodness of creation, trust the Spirit strong within. Dare to dream a vision promised, sprung from seed of what has been. So let us bring the gifts that differ and in splendid varied ways sing a new church into being, one in faith and love and praise. Bring the hopes of every nation, bring the art of every race. Weave a song of peace and justice, let it sound through time and space. So let us bring the gifts that differ and in splendid varied ways sing a new church into being, one of faith and love and praise. Draw together at one table all the human family. Shape a circle ever wider and a people ever free. So let us bring the gifts that differ and in splendid varied ways sing a new church into being, one in faith and love and praise. Amen. You may be seated.
We're going to have the offering in just a minute. I'm going to pray before we do that. Lord, please help us to be generous. Help us to have eyes to see how this money, these possessions and power can be used for good. Inspire our hearts and our hands to hold these things lightly and to be ready to give easily and happily. Again, Lord, help us to be generous givers of whatever has been given to us. Amen. Ushers, we have our offering to be put in the box back there. I will just let you do that right now, and we will continue. I'm a little bit mixed up this morning, but that's okay. Just kind of roll with it. Passing of the peace. So, the passing of the peace is an ancient tradition where brothers and sisters in Christ have shared hugs, handshakes, or a holy kiss as a sign of our love. Often the embrace is accompanied by a wish for the peace of Christ to be with another. And this is often said out loud as hugs are exchanged. It is also a sign that we have reconciled wrongs with one another and with anyone who might be holding something against us. While hugs may be the traditional way to do this, let's greet each other with the passing of the peace by elbow bumps, smiling eyes, and other friendly ways to show our love. Just think of all of the warm fuzzies that you get. This is what passing of the peace should bring you. Go, do it. Children, come on up for children's story. Bonnie's gonna have something for you.
Good morning. It is so good to see you. Like I've said before, when I see you, it makes my heart happy because I love seeing kids. So in the morning when you get up, what is one of the first things you have to decide to do? Can you think of something that you have to decide to do early in the morning after you get up? You eat breakfast. Sometimes you do this before you eat breakfast, but not always. What else do you do? Brush your teeth. What else do you? Do you play first and then you do your morning stuff? Ethan, what do you do first? Put on your clothes. That's one of the very first decisions we have to do in the morning is decide what we're going to wear. Lisa, what do you do first in the morning? You make your bed. I also do that. I make my bed. And, yeah, and you can kind of hang out with your mom and dad on the weekends. You know what else I do first thing in the morning? Yeah, before you eat breakfast, do you rest with your mom and dad? Do you also go to the bathroom in the morning when you get up? I do. That's one of the first things I do. But we have to make a decision about what we're going to wear.
We went to the bathroom right before we came.
Yeah. Okay. So when we get make our clothes, do we have to decide to make sure we have clothes that fit what we're wearing for the day? Yeah. And we want our clothes to be clean. Do you want your clothes to be in style? Yeah, we kind of want our, depending on what we're doing, maybe if you go to school, you want your clothes to be in style a little bit. And you want to make sure that they don't have any holes in them and the buttons are fixed on them, right? So I brought some clothes, and I want you to help me tell me when I should wear these clothes, okay? Lincoln, what do you think here? When do you think I would wear these clothes? Where would I wear these shoes? Outside, Rachel said? In my yard. Would I wear them in the wintertime? In the summer. I'd wear these in the summer. It would not be okay to wear these in the wintertime, right? Okay. Oh, what about this? When do you think I might wear that? Ethan? In the wintertime, because it's a sweatshirt, okay? Lisa, what do you think? Your mom and dad had this one. This one, you know what? This sweatshirt is one of the best sweatshirts ever. It is so soft and so comfortable. And I like wearing it because what does it say on it? Drift Creek Camp. And I care about Drift Creek Camp. So I like wearing something about somebody that I care about or a place that I care about. I care about Drift Creek Camp. So that would be not a summertime in the winter. And maybe if I'm thinking about Drift Creek Camp, right? Oh, what about this? I'd wear this in the summer. Where do you think I might wear this? Lisa, where might I wear this? I might wear it to church. It's a dress. Where else might I wear it? On a really hot day. Do you think I could wear it to school when I was teaching? Yeah, I could wear it to school when I was teaching because that would be a good, what? A teacher does sometimes. Your teacher wears a dress sometimes? Yep, okay, I got some more things. Oh, what about this? Ooh, what are these? Well, but are they pants that you'd wear to church? Pajama bottoms, aren't they? Yeah, I wouldn't wear these to church, I don't think. But at bedtime, or maybe in the evening when I know I'm at my house, I might wear them because they're soft and they would keep me warm in the evenings. Okay, I might wear those. Oh. Yeah, and you look at your stockings. Oh, I have something different here. Oh my goodness. This is really heavy. This is like super heavy, and you know what? It's like there's hard things in the elbows here and up on the shoulders. Anybody know what this might be? What do you think, Ethan? Maybe when I'm climbing up a rock wall so I wouldn't get scraped, these might do that. There's something, it's for something else, though. Any idea? What do you think, Jack? When would I wear a jacket like this? It's got big, stiff things in the elbows and on the shoulders. Well, no, it wouldn't be in the rain because look, there's holes in it. See how there's holes in it? You can see through it. It wouldn't be for rain. That wouldn't work. Stan. No, I wouldn't wear it when that would be really bulky because these things would be really in my way. What do you think? In football? Yes, you know what? This is like a football, but I wouldn't play football. That would be bad news. But Stan, my husband, has a motorcycle. Do you think this would be an important thing for me to wear when I ride the motorcycle with Stan? Yeah, because I don't want to fall off the motorcycle and land on the pavement without things to protect me, right? So I have to wear a helmet too, wouldn't I? Yeah, I have a helmet and I have a jacket and I have pants and I have boots so that I'm safe because I care that I don't get hurt. Because I really don't want to get hurt when I fall off a motorcycle. And Stan also cares because he doesn't want me to get hurt, right? So he wants me to wear these things, and he has things that he wears when he rides a motorcycle too. And I've got one more thing. What are these, Jack? Rain boots. Would I wear these in the summertime? Probably not, yeah. The fall would be, yep, and you know what? Sometimes I might. I wore them the other day because it was raining. And look at that. Eli has rain boots just like mine. Okay, and he has rain boots. But you know what? We have all these decisions about the clothes we wear. Did you know that in the Bible talks about what we should wear? What? Yeah. But it's not your pants, or it's not. Here, you can give me that. It's not pants or a shirt that the Bible talks about. The Bible talks about other things. The Bible talks about putting on kindness and thinking about being kind to other people. The Bible talks about gentleness, which is kind of like kindness. And the Bible talks about being patient with others. That means when somebody needs to learn something a little bit and takes them a little bit longer, they have to be patient. And the Bible talks about forgiving others and forgiveness. And you know what? What is the one thing that puts all of these together? They're virtues. You're right. These are virtues. Kindness and gentleness and patience and forgiveness. And they all go together with one big thing. Love. They all go together with love. And you know the cool thing is these never go out of style. And they never get holes in them. And you can wear them in the summer, and you can wear them in the winter, and you can wear them all the time. And are they in your heart? Yeah. So when you are getting dressed in the morning, tomorrow, or whatever, another morning, I want you to think about not only making sure you wear the right clothes, but also all of these things, these virtues that you can do because you care about other people and you want to treat them with God's kindness. Okay. We're going to pray, and then I want you to stay here because Pastor Steve is going to teach us a song, okay? So we're going to pray, and then you're going to stay right here. So close your eyes. Dear Father, we are always careful in choosing the clothes that we wear. Help us to be just as careful in choosing our attitudes, and help us to be kind and patient and forgiving and loving. In Jesus' name we pray. Okay, you may open your eyes. And we're going to turn around and see what Pastor Steve has for us.
This is a part in a new song. And the part that I'm going to teach you... isn't in the book, okay? There's a song called My Lighthouse. And the words for the part that I'm about to teach you, it's real easy to remember. It just goes, hey, can you handle that? Okay. It's a very theologically significant word. But it comes in a special part of the song. They might need a little help because there's something about when you become an adult that you get worried about making loud noises in church. It happens to me, it happens to the best of us, but we're going to need you to help lead us when we get to that point. So,
fire before us, you're the brightest, you will lead us to the storms.
Okay, I know you can do better. I'll shorten the intro. Two more times. I want you to stand up this time. That way I can hear you really well.
You will lead us through the storms.
Hey! Good. One more time.
You will lead us through the storms.
Hey! Awesome. Okay. Head back to your parents because they're going to need your help. Parents, grandparents, whoever you're with. When we get to that part, you got to help lead the rest of us.
Let's stand together once again and turn to 597. This one is most likely new, and Anne is going to help me a bit. Which, by the way, as soon as you learn it and get used to it, then jump in. If it takes you a little bit, that's just fine. And we'll get to the part in the bridge, and the kids will help lead us. Again, that part isn't written in there, but just assume that the rest at the end of the first, second, and third endings, and fourth, there's just a hey written in there. Again, it's a lot of theological significance to that word, so let it ring out when we get there. In my wrestling and in my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. In the silence, you won't let go. In the questions, your truth will hold. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. My lighthouse, I will trust the promise. You will carry me safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore. Verse 3, I won't fear what tomorrow brings. With each morning I'll rise and sing. My God's love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. My lighthouse, I will trust the promise. You will carry me safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore. Hey, the part's coming. Fire before us, you're the brightest, you will lead us through the storms. Fire before us, you're the brightest, you will lead us through the storms. Fire before us, you're the brightest, you will lead us through the storms. Fire before us, you're the brightest, you will lead us through the storms. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. My lighthouse, I will trust the promise. You will carry me safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore. Great job. Let's head over to 116 and you can have a seat. one that's a bit more familiar. The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? All will see how great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hands. Beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? All will see how great is our God. Name above all names, worthy of all praise, my heart will sing, how great is our God.
How great.
How great. Sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great is our God.
Oh, that's not yours. I'm going to be reading out of the New Living Translation, which is my personal favorite translation. And Colossians 3, 12 through 14. Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony.
Thank you, Vonnie, for a great story. I think that could just be the sermon and we can all go home. Nice job. Thank you. Clothing ourselves in these virtues. And kids, I heard one of you say, those are virtues. And I didn't even know if you knew that word. So I'm not using the word virtue so much today as qualities, characteristics of being a Jesus follower. So a couple of things, you guys, bear with me this morning, because our first grandchild is going to appear today at any minute. So I'm going to look to Craig if there's a sign that he has arrived that I might have to stop everything and cry for a minute, okay? So Jackie and Nate have been at the hospital since 1 a.m., so we're just waiting for the news of the arrival of our first grandson. So I'm going to try to get through this, but there may be a little bit of an event that you share with me this morning. Also, this month, October of 2003, I was hired to serve as associate youth pastor here at Zion. That's going on 18 years ago. And honestly, it does not feel like that long. I would say, it's been 8 years. So I think that's a good thing. I feel like I've been doing the work of my gifts. And Zion, thank you for blessing me in that growth that I have experienced as a pastor. But when I looked at the job description for associate pastor, that had said preach several times a year. And I had said to leadership at that time, that is not one of my gifts. I don't preach. And Zion, you were gracious with that. You did not put pressure on me. So that was just, I would say, a work in progress, that as I was able to lead in different ways, that built my confidence enough that I can stand here today and kind of go, wow, Jana, you're really doing that. But I guess I just see it more as sharing what God has put on my heart with the congregation. Am I buzzing a lot up here? No? Okay. I hear it humming, but is it humming out there? Not bad. Okay. So let's look at this scripture passage. Paul has written a letter to the Colossians. And he's not really getting very heady and ethical with what he's saying to the people. He's more advising the people on a practical way to behave. And we are to be living advertisements of what God's grace looks like in our lives. We are the billboards, we are the flyers, we are the signs of what it looks like to be Jesus followers. So I'm going to just talk about these virtues with a little bit of description. The first is compassion. Compassion is crucial when a society becomes consumed by the race to outdo others and become callous to the needs of those that are down and out. Compassion is crucial when a society becomes consumed by the race to outdo others. It creates a callousness to the needs around us. 2 Corinthians 1, 3 and 4. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. Now, I want to read that passage again with the message, because I like the wording of the message. All praise to the God and Father of our Master, Jesus the Messiah, Father of all mercy, God of all healing counsel. He comes alongside us when we go through hard times. And before you know it, he brings us alongside someone else who is going through hard times, so that we can be there for that person just as God was there for us. We have plenty of hard times that come from following the Messiah, but no more so than the good times of his healing comfort. We get a full measure of that too. Next virtue, gentleness. Gentleness is the promise to make allowances for others. It's a softness of action, a lightness. I've seen this little thing on Facebook that says, leave others lighter and happier than when you met them. So can I be in the presence of others, always thinking about making them feel better, making them feel light, making them feel whole? Is that something I'm doing well? We are to be meek to those who have provoked us. We are to show care and respect for others in the way that we act and speak. His tender mercies never end. And one note said, put on bowels of mercy. Well, you know, 3 weeks ago, my bowels were giving me problems, but I wasn't thinking about mercy at the times. But just that, wow, bowels of mercy, what is that? Something to think about. Next virtue. Next virtue, patience. Patience is refraining from enacting revenge against enemies, a willingness to endure wrongs. These qualities lead to action of forbearing and forgiving. Paul recognizes that Christians are not perfect, that we fall short, that we sin. We are to bear up those who have wronged us and show forgiveness. The consideration that we are forgiven by Christ of so many offenses is a good reason why we should forgive others. As we pray, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And the final quality, the final virtue, kids, what was the final virtue that Bonnie spoke about today? Anybody? Love. The final quality is love. As those who are loved by God, we are to be loving to each other. If love is presented as a bond, it will tie all of those other virtues together. Because we cannot show compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience without love. Love brings the balance and brings each of the other virtues to perfection. Paul realizes how diverse individuals are. In his time, there were Greek, there were Jew, barbarian, slave, and free. And Paul had the holy task of encouraging people to be joined together in one community. And how do we preserve this type of character in each of us? By being thankful. So today I want to spend some time being thankful. The past year, almost 2 years, have brought us to a deep awareness of our mutual humanity and our common suffering. And I remember telling Bill Blank that I felt like every Sunday we got on Zoom, I was just crying. I had something to cry about. There were so many things going on. And it wasn't a year we expected. I've never lived through a pandemic. I didn't know what that was going to be like. Things were changing day to day, week to week. But yet, it was important that we wanted to keep people safe. We wanted to protect you. So leadership struggled with how to make decisions in that regard. But mostly it was, let's keep each other healthy. Let's do what we need to do to take care of one another. We've been through a lot that we could not predict. So how is God calling us as a church now? Can we see his grace and gifts around us in the ups and the downs, the starts and the stops? And we're all exhausted. We're weary. We're ready for this to be over. Well, let me go first with my own experience of seeing God's grace in my life. So 4 weeks ago, I went to the ER, and I had a ruptured appendix, and they took me in for surgery. Now, I haven't been in the hospital since I had two kids. I didn't know what it was like to be dealing with health issues. All I can say was I was scared. I was in pain. And I was very self-focused on just what was going on. Okay, there's the IV. Now they're putting this in my IV. Now they're giving me these pills. Now they're telling me to do this, whatever. And I'm there alone. I can't have anyone in my hospital room. But I had a lifeline, and that lifeline was some of you. And thank goodness for this little device that people were texting me, people were praying for me. Just as I got the news that, Jana, this is what we need to do, surgery, I had a text from someone here that just said, God knows what you need, and I'm praying for you. That was huge because I couldn't pray for myself. I was just too consumed with what was going on. So thank goodness for you. Thank goodness for a community of people that can shore others up when we can't get by very well. Craig couldn't be in my room, but we could FaceTime. That was great. When my younger son, I talked to him on the phone. Well, Mom, are you just watching the paint dry on the wall? Yeah, I'm watching the paint dry. But I'm thankful that others had God's ear for me. I'm thankful that I knew that when I couldn't really lift myself up to God, others were doing that for me. First Thessalonians 5, 11 and 17. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up. Be joyful and give thanks in all circumstances. So, my other thank yous, Zion, are thank you, search committee that was active during COVID and found a pastor for us. Thank you, Bomars, for moving to our neighborhood, for making big changes to come closer to us. Thank you, Dylan and Luke, for being okay with a new school, new people, new church. Bless you all. And remember Bomars in your prayers. Say thank you to them. Bless them for their willingness to come our way, to move to Hubbard, to be closer to us as a congregation. Thank you, Steve, as I'm still getting to know you, that you play guitar. Now, one day I came by the church to pick some things up, and there's a dirt bike out here by the glass windows. And I thought, well, you know, somebody must have broke down, and they left their bike here, and they're going to come back later. Well, I walked in the door, and Steve was in his office, and I said, Steve, is that your dirt bike? Yep. It's like, cool. I'm still learning to know what Steve drives. So, what a neat surprise. I want to say thank you to so many people here, and I'm not going to name names because it's so easy to forget someone, but to our leaders who are working at making decisions, caring about your welfare, wanting to make good decisions. Thank you to our commissions who are active as they can be during COVID, to our teachers, to our worship that's planned things, Mennonite women, Bible studies that are going on, Sunday school that's going on Zoom, to our Stephen ministers who have been active this past 2 years, to our good cheer people who go and visit others when they've had a crisis, to our vacation Bible school committee who came up with a plan and adjusted things this year that we had Bible school this past summer. Thank you. Thank you for those that are involved in our community, building friendships and staying involved. So I'm going to say some of these. I'm not going to say the whole word, but you know them. If you don't know them, talk to me later. BCC, TCC, MCC, DCC, MDS, Habitat, Hope Village, JFP, and there's more. Thank you for the ways that you are showing your light and shining your light. And let's thank each other more. Let's pat each other on the back, high five each other for showing up, for being here for each other in the name of Christ, and for standing in the gap for each other when we need it. Let's pray. Lord, I just thank you for this congregation, for the many gifts that you have equipped us with. And I pray that you would just encourage us, show us ways that we can minister your love, your light, your truth, your hope to those around us, outside of these walls and also inside these walls. Thank you for your Holy Spirit at work, moving, giving us an imagination to see you at work, your kingdom come in the here and the now. Amen.
Now we're going to respond together, both singing and praying. Mm-hmm. And this is number 778. We're going to sing a verse and then take an opportunity to pray together at the same time. So we'll let our singing be included in the prayer.
Will you let me be your servant? Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too.
God, with your Spirit working in us, help us reflect your goodness, your healing, your hope.
We are pilgrims on a journey. We are travelers on the road. We are here to help each other walk the mile and bear the load.
Lord, help us to be guiding lights to each other so that we know we're not lost or alone. May we humble ourselves and turn toward each other in service and gratitude.
I will hold the Christ light for you in the nighttime of your fear. I will hold my hand out to you, speak the peace you long to hear.
We pray for those with challenging health decisions, recovering from injuries or surgeries, those experiencing loss. We lift up Clyde Hockman, Doug Berkey, Libby Fitzpatrick, Steph and John Moyer, Lloyd and Shirley Martin families. God, bring healing, bring comfort, steady their steps, giving clarity and your peace. And we pray for those giving leadership and guidance in their places of work. We pray for their protection, good health, and strength to do their work well.
I will weep when you are weeping. When you laugh, I'll laugh with you. I will share your joy and sorrow till we've seen this journey through.
God, we want to join wherever you are moving, that your good news of mercy, justice, love, and compassion would be brought forth, would unfold in these moments, and show us how our unique talents and creative potential can be offered on purpose for love for you and love for each other.
And when we sing to God in heaven, we shall find such harmony. Born of all we've known together, of Christ's love and agony. And will you let me be your servant? Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too.
Amen.
Let's stand together and sing 545 together. Here I am.
I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry. All who dwell in deepest sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart.
Let's do verse 3.
I, Lord of wind and flame, I will call the poor by name. I will set a feast for them. My hand will save. Finest bread I will provide till their hearts be satisfied. I will give my life to them. Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart.
You can be seated.
I've used this, I think I've read this Franciscan benediction before, but I love it so much, I'm going to sing it again. And oh my goodness, it is raining really hard outside. Yay! We just need the rain. And while I say this, I want you guys to either put your hands out or hold on to the person next to you and hold on to their hands. Give them a squeeze every once in a while. That's what my kids used to do. They'd give me 3 squeezes to tell them I love you. It's so sweet. And or can touch the person in front of you. Whatever you feel like is, I feel like touch is needed these days, and if we can, let's do it. May God bless us with discomfort at easy answers, half-truths, and superficial relationships so that we may live deep, deep within our hearts. May God bless us with anger at injustice, oppression, and exploitation of people so that we may work for justice, freedom, and peace. May God bless us with tears to shed for those who suffer from pain, rejection, hunger, and war, so that we may reach out our hands to comfort them and turn their pain into joy. And may God bless us with enough foolishness to believe that we can make a difference in this world, so that we can do what others claim cannot be done, and to bring justice and kindness to all our children and the poor. Amen. Go.